Hello, clan. This episode of Outlander Cast is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. If, for those of you who don't know, maybe you're tuning in new, I love to help people feel more confident and creative when it comes to their makeup. And I love to do looks inspired by Outlander. I love to feel like I myself can turn back time with amazing skincare. And I'm here to help you. If you feel like you could use a new lip color, I'm the lady you want to look for.
I know I could use a new lip color.
Oh, honey. I could zhuzh you up something fierce.
So much zhuzhing right now.
So because we love our Outlander Cast clan members, because we love our podcast listeners so much, we here at Outlander Cast have decided to always make sure that we give our podcast listeners a discount on a particular item that brings me joy. And my favorite item is my Epic Mascara. It can be brown, black, or waterproof black. Curls your lashes, separates your lashes. It's going to make you feel all sorts of purdy. You're going to feel all sorts of purdy with this mascara. So head on over to MinuteWithMary.com/discount. Count to be able to snag one for yourself at 15% off. All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Stars. Sing me a song, the last that is gone. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I'm sorry that I haven't changed our theme song yet. This is still the theme from season four. I know. I will promise that I will get the season five theme up for the next podcast, as a matter of fact. That's what I'm thinking, I hope.
Yeah, you will. You will.
But I love the twanginess of that version. The twanginess of that version is so good.
It's amazing.
The season four one is fantastic.
Season four also has a very special place in my heart. For those of you who were not able to attend the Outlander Cast season four finale party in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh my God, it was killer.
The entire room sang in
unison.
No, not in unison. Well, harmony.
In harmony. Unison, harmony. It's all the same.
No, it's a complete opposite.
It's what else?
So there's this room full of amazing clan members sang in harmony to that opening credit song. So this is our last farewell to that as our intro for the podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Sea.
We'll give it a good splash.
Yes, we will. Good send off.
I think one day we should just go over all of our themes that we've had. Just play them all one day.
Okay. I mean, basically anyone who listens to the Outlander soundtracks, they'll get that.
Nah, but it's special Mary and Blake flair.
Okay.
There's Bear flair and then there's hashtag Mary and Blake flair.
There you go. So we, of course, today are going to be talking about the season five finale, which talk about.
Season five trailer, finale. Come on.
Goodness.
How much coffee do you need?
Drink some more
kombucha.
I'm organic cosmic cranberry kombucha tonight.
This episode it's brought to you by GTS Synergy. Organic cosmic kombucha.
No, it's not. I wanted something a little more, got a little more bite to it, mm-hmm. rather than having a wee dram. I'm trying to be healthy. Blake and I have recently signed up for Weight Watchers.
Yes, we have.
Fun fact, and I'll give you guys a little plug, just because, to be honest, I feel like more people have to be real. Before we dive into this trailer,
sure, yeah.
I feel like more people need to be real about stuff. So Blake and I are trying to be a little healthier, and if any of you do want a free month, I do actually have, through my app, I'm able to give people a free month.
Look at you,
so
big
it's,
time.
If you do want to join Weight Watchers, my username on Weight Watchers is Minute with Mary. Super easy to find. And the website is bit.ly/MaryWW.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't call it Weight Watchers anymore.
Okay.
That's like too old school. They just call it WW. So bit.ly/MaryWW. Anyway, there's enough of that. So I'm trying not to have a dram of whiskey every time I podcast.
Which is quite often.
It is.
We would be hammered.
Well, no, it's just it was a lot of liquid calories. So at least for January, I'm trying to have a bit more dry. So if I'm boring, mm-hmm. if I'm a schnoosh fest, you can blame the cosmic cranberry kombucha for not giving me the kick that I usually have. All right, so before we even get started, we want to make sure everybody knows where to find us.
That's right. You can find us at maryandblake.com, or you can, where you're seeking all of our podcasts, as a matter of fact. You can see This Is Us Too, Keep Calm and Crown On, which is a podcast about The Crown, which we're very excited about. We did a Game of Thrones podcast called The North Remembers, Parent Cast, which is a parenting podcast. If you're a brand new parent, take a listen to it. It's a lot of fun. It was actually the first podcast Mary and I ever did together. Like, it was, you could hear us in our old apartment in the dining room with all the echoing and everything before we had the fancy smancy brand new studio that we built. So quite exciting. And you can also check out all the blogs that we do there too, including Outlandercast blog. You can check out Minute with Mary, and you can also see the Handmaid's Diaries, which is something that I'm writing personally, which is about my experience with Handmaid's Tale.
Too depressing.
Well, you like watching it, so you're with me when I watch it. I just happen to write about it, so I'm excited about that.
I cry for hours.
And you can check us out on social media, just all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, the big four, whatever they are. Just search Mary and Blake. And thank you, everybody, for all the reviews that you've given us on Outlandercast and for all the other shows that we've done.
On your podcast apps.
On any podcast app. We see them all. There's some really ugly ones.
Ugly one?
Oh, someone called me a blockhead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think we should do mean reviews, a mean review episode.
Like mean tweets. We'll do that some other day, because today we need to talk about this trailer.
Right.
But we're getting lost.
So thank you for subscribing, and thank you for all the reviews that you guys give us. It's a big deal, and you make our day awesome. So, all right, Marvin, you ready to get into this trailer?
Sure am.
All right,
sure am. So once again, you're going to listen to it.
Well, hold on. We got to play the song, and then we get into the.
Okay, sorry.
There's a format here.
It's been so long.
We haven't been doing this for 5 years or so. I mean, God, it's only going to be 6 soon. As a matter of fact, what are we doing here? Well, as we said, we are going to be doing the season 5 trailer for Outlander season 5. And we're going to be here. We're going to be playing it right off of our computer. You can hear all the audio with us, and we'll probably be going back and forth, whatever. Marvin, do you want to do like one full through run and then go back and watch it again?
Yes.
You want to do that? Okay.
That would be amazing.
All right, let's do it.
Do you ever feel as if everything's pointing you towards something? Space, time, history. I am grateful for every day we have.
Whatever tomorrow brings. It is a blessing you came to me.
Colonel Fraser, the time has come for you to fulfill your oath. Do not disappoint me.
I want that sweater.
I want that horse.
War. It would be safer in your time.
You want to go back, don't you? Our family is here.
You are my family.
If I am to keep people safe here, I need to know what's causing their illnesses.
Isn't this playing God?
I swore an oath to the crown, but I will not stand by and watch my kin killed.
People consider this to be the spark of the American Revolution. If we stop this fight now, America will never become America.
Here's the money shot.
Promise, Jamie. Promise me.
Go back.
I swear it.
Yes!
We can't say what might befall us. Just as you give me your word, I give you mine. Stand by my hand.
What kind of world is this?
The only world.
No, it isn't.
Claire's Debbie Downer.
Well, she's not.
She's actually more trying to see the glass half full.
Yes, she is.
Jamie's being a Debbie Downer in that moment.
A little bit of a Debbie Downer.
Okay. All right. First and foremost, what the heck is that song? Can I download it now on my phone?
I don't know what the I don't know what the song is.
Someone in the chat to please let me know what that song is, because all I want to do is listen to it on repeat.
It's a good song.
And like visualize this trailer. All right, let's break it down. What is your kilt rating on a scale of 1 to 5 kilts? Those of you tuning into Facebook Live, please let us know kilt rating. Scale of 1 to 5 kilts on what you thought of this season 5 trailer.
Yeah, I'm giving this one a 5. This is a 5 for me, man. I'm not messing around with this trailer. Like, this trailer gets it. Yeah, right?
with kombucha.
This trailer gets it, dude. I mean, seriously. As a matter of fact, I have to play this if I could find it. I mean, hold on. Where the heck is it? Here.
You got close to the pitch.
I did.
Hey.
I did. It's because I'm
awesome. Working
on
that?
It's because I'm awesome. Yeah, no, I'm giving it a 5. If I could give this a horse, I would give it a horse. I am all in on this trailer. What do you got?
Oh, 6.
You're going to give a 5 plus?
5 plus, baby.
Really?
Yeah, it gets an outstanding for me as well.
It does?
Yes, it does.
All right.
It makes me want to shout. I'm so excited. I mean, if I wasn't already excited for season 5, this trailer gave me so much. It gave me so much.
Okay.
And I'm not disappointed at all in any of it.
Yes. Okay. So let's do the GBG.
Okay.
What do you got for your
G? No, you go first.
All right. My Good. My Good actually is the song in this trailer.
Yes.
It speaks to the tone. It speaks to the tenor of the trailer. It's lively. It's hopeful. It's kind of sad. It's soulful. It's got everything going for it, and it keeps the trailer moving. The bad for me, you know?
No. What?
I don't even think I have one.
Me neither. We're going to have a good, great best for the trailers. For those of you who are new to Outlander Cast, we do GBG.
Yes,
good,
normally.
You're bad, you're great. But when it's a 5.
I mean, generally, the GGB is like... That's reserved for only the 5-plus trailers or 5-plus episodes. This is a 5-plus for you. I don't think I... You know what? If I'm going to give a bad... No, I'm not going to. My Good was the music.
Ooh.
What is it?
Odizia. Mind you, it's all in caps. O-D-S-Z-A. Mm-hmm. Corners of the Earth. Featuring Rye X. Why don't people use real names nowadays? Why do you need to be Rye X? No idea. But that's what it's called. Corners of the Earth. So you can at least search that.
We'll turn that off. There you go. Because it's coming through the podcast.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank
you. What are we, amateurs here?
No. I'm just really excited. Going to download it.
So my great, I suppose, seeing Murtaugh and reminding us all that this is coming. This is coming. Like there's a conflict coming, and my absolute best is one of my favorite shots. Actually, it is my favorite shot in the trailer, and it's probably one of my favorite shots in Outlander so far. Jamie with the red coat,
looking up,
and just what that means, mm-hmm. what that presents, mm-hmm. The challenge that presents to Outlander, how that has turned everything in Outlander on its head. That moment is the antithesis of what Outlander has been about. And it's exceptional. It shows that there's a great journey that we're going to be going on here. So I'm quite excited about it. Marvin, what do you got for your GGB?
I'm trying to download the song. At least I'll snapshot it so I don't forget it. I need to, as I said, just listen to this over and over again. All right. My GGB, my good, my great, and my best. All right. My good is that I saw everybody for the most part. We didn't see Fergus.
Okay. We did not see Fergus.
Okay.
Not a main player. Doesn't move the needle for me.
I mean, he moves my needle. But aside from that...
Hey, what would Jeffrey Hirsch say?
That's what she said.
Oh, wow. Oh, you went there. Okay, so, yeah, just my good is that I'm back home. So much of season four, I know there are mixed feelings with season four, but season four, to me, was home, and it was reconnecting with people, and this trailer has allowed me to reconnect with so many people. Oh, and Lord John Grey. Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Calm down. Calm down.
Step aside, Fergus. Where's my Lord John Grey? Where is he?
Yeah.
Okay, but my good is that it was coming home to the Fraser family. You know what I mean? Like, that's that nuclear family. We really got to see them. We got little smatterings of other people. My great is that I feel like this trailer really could whet someone's whistle.
Well, you see, it does, whet does not. Well, actually, yeah, whet would. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would. Yes,
you're
it
welcome.
Would. Sorry, it would. You're right. You're 100% right. I messed that up.
That I, that for people who just learned about Outlander this year, maybe they binged it on Netflix and then watched season four. Is season four available on Netflix?
Season four is not
Netflix?
Available on Netflix.
Yeah, so
yet.
Maybe they like binged season four at their friend's house or got the DVDs or whatever.
Sure.
Or maybe they've never watched it at all. Of course, this trailer came out on Good Morning America.
Yep.
To like not necessarily the Starz audience. I think that this trailer was great because, especially thanks to this music and especially because of the gorgeous shots that were taken, you could really get a sense of people who are in love, people who are in danger. There's now this militia conflict going on. Like you got a good sense. It was like the cliff notes.
Yes.
Not the cliff notes, but kind of like the back of a book. Mm-hmm. You know, that little paragraph. It's like, this is what's going on. These people are really cool. Your heart is going to break, and they're awesome, and there's going to be some hanky-panky. So
yes.
Have fun. So great job on making it accessible to people who not necessarily have been exposed to Outlander before.
Right. Yeah, if do you think that's well? First, I got a couple of questions for you.
That was just my great. When can I get my best?
Oh, sorry. I thought that you're already on your best. Okay, go get your best. Get your best. Go,
my best
go, go.
Was
we'll
the
we'll
song.
Pin it. We'll
my
pin
best
it.
Was the song.
The best was the song.
Which for many of you might be like, what? That's such a cop out. I'm a music major. I love music. I have been like thinking about the song over and over again.
Right.
So I'm really excited that I now found it so I can download it and relive the trailer in my mind.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So am I allowed to talk about the pinning of the pinned conversation?
You
yet?
Can are talk you, whatever you
right.
need, babe.
All right. So a couple of things before we get into the analysis of the trailer. First, what did you think about the choice to debut it on Good Morning America? Was that a good choice? Should they have shown a little bit more loyalty to the Starz fans and debut it first on Starz or something
okay.
like that?
See, I see where you're going with
see
that.
See what I'm getting at? Does that even matter? I mean, that's a real question.
How soon after it debuted on Good Morning America was it available online through Starz?
I think it... Oh, I'm not sure about the
like,
app.
Online,
I know on
like,
YouTube it was available pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm wondering for Starz fans. I don't know. I think it was a smart move in the sense that Outlander fans would be talking about it with their friends.
Yes.
And they'd be saying, oh my gosh, set your alarms. Or if you're in an office place where the TV is on in the morning, and you know, like at your donut shop, you have mm-hmm. TVs on in the morning.
Sure.
I know for me, if I was at a workplace that had a TV going on, I would be like, excuse me, we need to change the channel. We need to go to Good Morning America mm-hmm. because something big is happening and I need to be there live to watch it. And maybe some of your office mates tune on in. I think that they really do try to make sure that they expose the show and the Starz through all different types of television networks to help garner those regular network viewers who may
right.
not necessarily be paying for any streaming services.
Right. I totally agree. I think it was the right choice. I think, yeah, in order to get more viewers, and this gives me a little hope. Because, you know, we've talked a lot about the politics and the business behind making television on this podcast,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because it's something that interests me to a great degree. So we talk about it because I talk about it. And so everybody else has to suffer through it. But it gives me a little hope because for a long time I was thinking, geez, seasons five and six are going to be it. That's going to be the end of Outlander on Starz. And the fact that they've pushed Outlander on Netflix, the first three seasons, and they're now premiering this on GMA. It makes it feel like they're trying to build that audience.
Yes.
There may be a couple of reasons behind that, but I'll take the less cynical answer, and the less cynical answer
we'll be a glass half full kind of people.
Yeah, the less cynical answer is they just want to get more viewers on their network because they want to grow the show and continue investing in the show. That's
the
less
cynical. Do we think season 4 will be available on Netflix anytime soon?
No, because they just released season 3 not too long ago.
Okay.
My guess is that they'll probably release season 4 after season 5 comes out.
I kind of think that's stupid.
I kind of think it's stupid too, but it gives people, it should at least give them more of a reason to subscribe to Stars to catch up to season 5. So like that's the incentive for someone to subscribe to Stars, right? I want to see season 4 before season 5 hits.
That's true.
I got to see it. I'm already hooked.
They're like playing chicken with Stars. Like, are you going to release it on Netflix? Are you not? Fine.
Right.
I want to watch it now. I mean, I actually had a friend today. It's so funny because, you know, obviously those of you watching this and listening to this, you're an Outlander fan. But most of our friends in Rhode Island that we talk with on a regular basis are not necessarily Outlander fans. Mm-hmm. But when they do, when they start, they probably like have been home. Maybe they're sick and they start to do a little Netflix binging.
Sure.
I get a text that day. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've watched 3 episodes. I got a text today from a girlfriend who's been home on maternity leave. Shout out to Olivia. And she said, I finished and I don't know what to do. How am I supposed to wait? And like, how am I even going to watch season 4? So I need to help find her. I think there was something going on where it's like you can get Stars cheap or something. So I'll have to hook her up. But it's doing its due diligence because you can binge it. You can feel that wave of emotion. You didn't have to go through the Droughtlander. So if any of you listening right now, if you are summer-born children, as they say in Game of Thrones, if you didn't have to wait through the long Droughtlander, you're lucky. And I hope you get to watch everything along with us and enjoy it. So
you know nothing.
That's right, Sam. That is right.
All right. So
can we go clip by clip and really dissect?
Let's absolutely do it. And when you're ready to tell me to stop, you tell me to stop. And
okay.
We got it. So here we go. I'm going to stop. That shot. All right. My first...
Describe it because people are listening.
Yeah, this is Claire standing in front of the window.
Okay.
And my big complaint over the past, I would say, 2 seasons about Outlander, even into season 2, but not so much, is that it just doesn't have a cinematic feel as much as it did in season 1 before.
Agreed.
Like, it just... Like, it's there, it looks pretty, but it just... It doesn't have that... It's not The Handmaid's Tale. Like, The Handmaid's Tale, every shot is purposeful. Like, there is an intent. And it's clear that it's like that. Game of Thrones was similar. Like it every shot was purposeful. In Outlander, it just in season 3.
It was 3, in the beginning, yeah.
And in the beginning, it was great. And as seasons have gone along, it felt like it's just gotten more and more basic. It's gotten more just like
basic,
we're telling
not in
this,
a bad way, but television-y.
Yeah,
whereas we felt so cinematic, like you're saying before. We felt like Outlander was this grand. We could be watching it on the big theater screen.
Yep. So. Initially here, my first thought in this shot, this Claire looking out the window all with the silhouette, this is the kind of stuff that you would see in season 1.
Correct.
And my thoughts on this trailer right in the beginning is we're already getting a more cinematic feel. You can feel the lighting coming through, the shots or the specificity of the shots.
This shot, this opening shot tells you what's going on. The
Absolutely.
Walls are closing in on her.
Yep.
You know, she has this glimpse of hope, but bad things are coming.
Yep, totally agree.
Do you ever feel as if everything's pointing you towards something?
Okay. So we saw that shot of people outside, meeting each other, hugging each other. Cool. And now we're going to go through this quick switch of shots showing different pictures and moments of Claire's life that we've been able to see her in these recent seasons.
Right, and this is one of the things I think this is a cheat code for me. This is an absolute cheat code. When you have a big mythos about your show, like you already have your canon, like there's a lot of history already involved in your own show. And when you start referencing that history, it gets me in the cockles of my heart because I've been there. I know what they're trying to show me. I know what they're trying to get across. This Is Us is a show that does that very well.
Yeah. Right? I mean, the whole idea of that show cracked.
You're right. But it just, it's, you get yourself back involved in the history of it. And these little teeny tiny shots of the things that you've seen Claire and how she's saying, oh, don't you just wish the history of it all could, do you think it's pushing you towards something and referencing that? Oh, my heart's pumping right now, baby. Pumping.
Space, time, history.
It's up there. What I loved is that this weird like the buzzing of the stones really starts to build starting from the moment that she touches the stones. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And then of course it's, you know, shot after shot after shot, breaking down really pivotal moments. Mm-hmm. In Outlander so
totally
far.
Agree. Actually, we are on Facebook Live, and someone put a question. How much of the trailer do you think is Sam and Kat as producers now? I'm not going to say that they don't have input on it. Trailers are usually cut by separate companies. You know, they're given footage, they're given a tone, they're given, this is what we want to accomplish.
These people need a bonus.
Yeah. These are the things that we want to do with it. Go make a trailer. Mm-hmm. And a famous example of that is the movie Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad was cut and made, and all of a sudden this trailer came out with Queen and everything and Bohemian Rhapsody. The movie, the producers were like, oh my God, everybody loved that trailer. We want this trailer company to re-edit our entire film.
Wow.
And it was a terrible film. But the trailer company did it, and there was a totally separate company who does it. So that's usually what happens.
Yep, that was
awkward. I'm grateful for every day we have.
Oh, some shots of Scotland here going down the river.
Yeah, so first we get that great quote by Claire.
Yes.
So really tying it back in to the love story, which we have seen their love and their marriage evolve over time.
Yes.
But to know that Jamie and Claire have now been together for an entire season, right? We had all of season four together, mm-hmm. and now we're going to see how we go into season five. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that there's that quote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too. Because, yeah, okay, yeah. Yes.
I'm trying to not spoil anything.
All right.
Whatever tomorrow brings.
Okay.
All right. Roger and Bree kissing. It looks like she's saying goodbye to him. I think he's going off.
Wait, why do you think that's a goodbye kiss?
Because look at his face.
What?
All right, hold on. We're going to go back.
Whatever tomorrow brings.
So Jamie's looking off. The visual language of the shot
is... this is a goodbye kiss.
Oh, yeah. He looks pretty sad to me, man.
Oh, I think he looks like...
He looks like, I'm going away. And then when they show us the shot of Bree, she don't look too happy. She looks like... See, look at
she's kissing.
It looks like crying. There's crying kissing.
Completely
happening.
Disagree.
No, there's crying kissing. Okay. All right, hold on. All right, let's
Who
go back
here. Who
are
all these people on horses?
All right, so
get up close. Yeah, get up to see those blurry little faces.
All right, so these look like this. Actually, looks like American Indians here. Yep, and then that looks like Roger right next to them, and they're going through a pathway.
What makes you think that they look like American Indians? Hold on, let me get really close.
There's a headdress here. That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong. Oh, no, you know what? No, I'm wrong.
It's another guy's head behind him.
Yeah, it's another guy's head with one of the colonial hats behind him. I apologize. All right.
It's very fuzzy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's very fuzzy. Yes, no, it's all these people that are together. This looks like...
This one looks like Jesus. Who is this person on the right horse?
I don't know. Maybe that's a woman. Could be a woman. Maybe it's Bree. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Whoever is in this blurry horse shot, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yes. I don't know. But they're going through a camp of some sort. Looks like they're gathering people. Looks like Roger's helping gather people. Probably
for
Jamie.
That's Roger.
Because I can see Roger's face. It's clearly him.
Okay.
It's clearly him. Okay. All right. All right. There's Murtaugh. It looks like she... Oh. He's with MDK. He's with MDK, Maria Doyle Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's with Jocasta. Looks like he's got to tell her something, perhaps. This looks like he's saying sorry. I'm sorry, I have to do this.
He's got like this
Yeah, his eyes are wide open.
He's got the puppy dog eyes. You know, like the cartoon puppy dogs where they look up and it's like, I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's what he's got.
Okay. Oh, we're getting, it's Fergus with Roger.
Someone has much better eyesight than we do.
I know. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
There's MDK
Angela.
Crying.
Angela's saying that. Yeah, you can't see the little things. Okay. It's Angela.
All right.
The blessing. He came to me.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Too. And let's look at her hair.
Oh, the hair.
She's got the little silver tinsel.
It's a blessing.
Oh, the tinsel's coming through. We got some beautiful pearl earrings here. The hair in this season, much better than last season.
So much better.
Last season for both Jamie and Claire, not great, Bob. Not great. The hair.
Agreed. This hair.
This hair is much better. I think we're looking. You could tell.
They took a trip to Sally's.
Yeah. You could tell that season four was definitely
not great, Bob.
Hair.
The hair, at least, because. Like, it was obviously a win.
I mean, let's be real. They were, like, building their new home. They're not going to be combing it all the time.
That's true.
Guess.
Valid point.
He came to me.
Okay, so that was the house. This looks like what I would guess to be the rumored big house. This looks like all the people that were probably gathering, that they are gathering, that Jamie is conscripting for Governor Tryon's militia. That's my guess. Or these are all people gathering at the big house because these are like all of his tenants. We're probably going to have a little bit of a time jump, I bet, in season five from season four. Like a mini one, I bet.
Meaning like what's a mini time jump?
6 months, maybe a year.
Oh.
Maybe a year.
Okay.
That'd be my guess.
Oh, interesting.
And the reason why I say that is because...
Did you see how little that baby was in Bree's arms?
Yeah, it was about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
It was about 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. I don't know. I'll take a look at this baby again.
Okay. All right.
Colonel Fraser. Time.
Colonel Fraser. Colonel Fraser.
Where's the claret?
Can we just... Yes, we must protect the claret. I got to hear it again.
Colonel Fraser.
Colonel Fraser. That needs to be a sound clip.
Yes, absolutely.
Whenever we refer to Jamie.
Colonel Fraser.
Come
for you to fulfill your oath. Do not disappoint me.
Don't disappoint me. Like, why is he talking like that?
All of his things need to be sound clips for us.
Don't disappoint me. What are we doing, dude? Get out of here with that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So we got Jamie in the camp with Governor Tryon.
Look at this. People are saying that that there possibly was a 5-month time jump written about in Entertainment Weekly. Gosh, you're so good with your babies.
I didn't read.
Did you base it upon the baby?
No, I didn't base it upon the baby, although that is a good clue. I think... The reason why you can't just jump from Jamie reading the letter about Murta to just the next day is because you need time. You need time to build the relationships. You need time to get the big house built.
Yeah.
You need time to get Roger established in this
well,
in this time
teaser,
with the family.
You know, in the teaser, we got to hear a little bit of that when Jamie was referring to the home. So
Yes.
Okay.
So I think... yeah, I think there's a... It only makes sense to have a little bit of a time jump.
Oh, that sweater.
Yeah, so that's...
Gonna buy that one.
Oh, a shot of the big house here. Ooh, boy.
I don't want to mow that grass.
That's some Scotland porn. That is some Scotland... I mean, in real life, that's Scotland porn. Yeah. Bree riding the horse.
Quite well.
Where is she riding to?
Who cares?
Is she like the postman? She's just delivering some mail?
She gets to ride all over that property.
If there is a war.
Okay, there's the baby. Here it is. We'll look at it again.
If there is a war.
All right, so Jamie was talking to Claire about a war. If there is a war, Claire's in the foreground. She's blurred out, but that's definitely Claire, and it looks like they're in their house. Then we have the shot of the soldiers, the British soldiers right here. There's the baby patting the back like, it's okay, mama.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
It's a babe under one.
That is definitely a six-month-old kid.
I mean, it could be a little older, but yeah, it's not.
I think for TV purposes, it's probably a little bit older. Maybe it did 8 to 9 months. But in the story, that's a six-month kid.
Look at this little shot. What do you think that baby's worried about or doing right now?
I think he's worried about when he's going to breastfeed next.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at him. He looks hungry.
What do you think of that dress?
I don't know. I can't see it. Mm-hmm. You know what that looks like to me? Wedding dress with the pearls. Oh, yeah. The pearls sell it. Boom. Put it in there. The Blake Larson Garantos. You know, I'm going to play the sound right now.
Go for it.
Bam. Just like that. A winner.
Guaranteed. That's a wedding dress. Those are the pearls. That's Bree carrying her kid. Yep. Absolutely a wedding.
She doesn't look too happy right now, though.
Doesn't look happy. So maybe something bad happens at the wedding. Maybe like Harry Potter.
Yes. They're coming.
They are coming.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're welcome.
It would be safer in your time.
You want to go back?
Okay, so those
now
two shots.
Now we just throw something major.
So those two shots don't look similar to me. Hold on.
We got wedding ring. Jamie.
Jamie is talking to Claire here in this shot, but it's edited for him to look like.
Correct.
He's talking to Bree, but he's definitely talking to Claire, and I bet you he's trying to convince her. Hey, are you sure you want to go through all this? Because this is coming. This war is coming, and this is going to be a lot bigger than Kalad, and this is going to be a lot bigger than all this stuff. From what you're telling me, this is essentially the first world war on a massive scale. The American Revolution. This is happening, and I bet you he's talking to her about maybe possibly going back.
Deeper in your time.
So Bree right here is here.
And who's she talking to? Looks like Roger.
She's talking to Roger here. She's definitely talking to Roger.
You want to go back, don't you?
Now she's talking on the outside to Roger, and I would imagine that she's definitely talking to Roger because that's how it is.
Family is here.
Our family.
You know my family.
My Hold family.
On. Was Roger just on a porch and then off a porch?
Let's see.
Yeah.
He's definitely on the porch.
Our family is here.
You are my.
Oh, wow. are the clothes even the same? They're not.
Hold on. Let's do this one more time. Start it. Keep going. Okay.
Let's note how she says family. It's family.
Ray, you're from Boston.
I know. Come on. Get it right.
It would be safer in your time.
You want to go back, don't you? Our family is here.
You are my family.
Yeah. Not even the same scene. Different clothing.
Did he change his little neck scarf?
Well, I don't think he changed the scarf. I think he's got a coat on here. So this
what
is
was
a,
he wearing before?
He wasn't wearing the coat. There it is.
Wearing a different vest.
Yeah, he's wearing a different vest. The whole thing—it's totally all different. It's an outside shot. But if you're watching this quickly, you're not going to pay attention to it. But when you're nerds like us and you're breaking it down shot by shot, this is what you see. So different clothes altogether.
Our family is here.
You are my family.
That, I think, is the whole actual thing. You push us?
Yep.
So I think the family mentions is within the same shot. They just took a whole bunch of innards out.
The shot of Roger is probably separate from the conversation. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I gotcha.
That shot of Claire coming outside looking worried. Swear to God, there's that shot in every single trailer, I feel like, for every season. Walking out of like a different house or hut. Okay.
All right. All right, so this looks like...
The music with this moment, you know, returns and like you see somebody riding on a horse. Oof.
This looks similar, actually, to the trail that they were on, the shot of whoever's riding the horse. Looks similar to the trail that they were on earlier No? Okay.
They were like little tents. This is like buildings.
Yeah, but this could be further down the road. You see all the... I mean, yeah, you could be right. Looks like, this looks like
a real thing.
Where
they sticking guts up to? Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is a real thing here. This is what's happening. These are definitely some people that are at odds with each other. You got hands up.
I like the person being like, hey, can we stop?
Calm down. Jamie's in the middle. Roger's here.
He's doing his, like, big pistol move. Yep. Yeah.
Roger's here in the foreground right here.
Oh, poor Roger.
So this looks like... This looks like to me that Jamie
just wants a book.
Jamie has conscripted a bunch of people, of which Roger is a part.
Look at all the broads up top.
This is in that town.
They're judging right now.
Come on, guys. Get it together.
Rolling their eyes.
Boys will be boys. And this over here looks like to be the rebellion, the whiskey rebellion people, not whiskey, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about. This looks like the rebellion happening here. This is Murta's side. This is Jamie's side. This is probably like this is the Jets, you know. This is probably like an early skirmish, I would bet. Like an early
tensions are rising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh dear. Oh, there's Claire.
I am to keep people safe here.
Press pause. Okay. I am so on board with so many of these Claire fashion choices.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This like t-shirt sleeve cut off of a t-shirt put over her head, I can't do that one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's not a t-shirt sleeve, that it's like some kind of scarf.
It's like a yoga.
Doing.
It's like a yoga sleeve.
Yeah, she needs to do it. She's got so much curly hair. It's going to get all in her face, and she's trying to do surgery and do her job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pull that off. That's like what people wear with dreadlocks.
Yeah, you cannot do that.
No.
And I could not do that.
No. I'm going to stick to my coats.
Stick to Claire coats.
My Claire coats.
All right, how are you feeling about this whole thing with the surgery? And my guess is that let me go back here.
I am to keep.
I don't think that this is in Claire's house. I don't think this is the big house, and then this definitely isn't the cabin. Definitely is not the cabin. My bet is that she's gone to this person, whoever's croaking. She's gone to this house, and she probably brought Bree along because Raj is off with Jamie doing whatever he's doing, and she's telling her, listen, we got all these people. They're all dying from whatever. I don't know what it is. We got to figure it out. And she's going to be using medicine that she probably brought home, or she brought back in time, that she shouldn't be using. And that's why Bree is saying, what are you talking about, dude? Like, you can't do this. And Claire's saying, I don't care. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. We're going to stay alive. That's how it's going to be. All right.
People safe here.
All right. So Claire is there. She's not, is she? She's not wearing the t-shirt thing there.
She's not in the same
at the
outfit.
Moment.
It's not the same shot.
It's definitely not the same shot.
Because in the previous shot, she's got teal walls.
Yes.
I am to keep.
Okay, so teal walls.
And we really can't see who she's speaking with.
She's got the apron on.
She's got a brown apron. She's got the t-shirt sleeve cut off with the t-shirt wrapped around her head.
Yes.
And she's in a teal, like a mint green wall painted place. And the next shot, it looks more red.
Yep. Yep. All right, hold on.
Keep people safe here.
Okay, so.
So she's reflecting. She probably just lost someone.
I don't know. They got. Those walls are pretty mint. Those walls are pretty.
Where?
The walls right here are wood, like wood paneling.
Yeah.
But the walls over here and above, that looks like green to me.
Oh.
So I think this is the same room, although the apron that she is wearing is different.
Yeah, and she doesn't have the thing on her head.
Yeah, no, I think you might be right. You might be right. This might be a different room. Might be a different, or at least a different time within this treatment of this dead guy.
Yes.
Or dying guy. I don't know who it is yet. This okay. is probably the wife. And there's also not another. Yeah, this is probably the same place, but just a different time.
I need to know.
Yeah, okay. So dying guy with his wife, whoever knows. It's probably just some jabroni that they know in their tenancy.
What's causing their illnesses?
That's the same shot from crying girl, dead
yes.
guy. Okay.
Ooh, but Claire. The walls do look okay.
Yeah, see, but they're green. So it's. I think it's the same. It's the same place.
Isn't this playing God?
Okay, so this conversation that she's having, the first part.
Yes.
With the t-shirt on her head.
Yes.
This now this is conversation different. Is different.
Yeah. This is in dead guy's house. Guaranteed. And Bree is there because she's helping. Okay.
God.
I swore an oath to the crown. But I will not stand by.
Oh, that shot with Jamie in the
British flag,
in the British flag flapping in the background.
Does anyone else want to vomit for him?
I love that shot. That is great. It's only outdone by another great shot later on.
I and watch my kin killed.
All right, hold on. Wait, let's go back here.
Stand by and watch my.
Who is he talking to here? Do you think?
Let's go to the beginning of his phrase. What does he say? I will not stand by and watch my kin be killed.
Yeah,
but I will not stand by and watch my.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. My guess, here's my guess. This looks like it. This looks like Jamie's house. This looks like Lord John.
What do you think it's his house?
I don't know. It's just I get that sense. I get the feel.
Okay.
This looks like Lord John to me.
Is it that chin?
It's the chin.
Strong chin.
And it's the white shirt with the like the gray vest that he was wearing in prior seasons.
You know he went shopping between now and then.
Lord John only gets the best. He gets the finest.
It's a new season, okay?
He doesn't wear the same. I don't do just old white.
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
All right. I don't know. It could be Roger, but the chin here.
The chin is a very strong
chin. It's a prominent chin.
Yeah.
It's a and that is definitely, that's definitely Lord John.
Pekin killed.
People consider. Oh, good shot here. Good shot.
Oh.
Some rando, some log carrier getting blown up.
Goodness.
With the tree next to him. This is a good shot.
How did he fly like that? Did he jump? Maybe he had like pulleys on him, you know, where they do that, like the Twilight move.
Let's see.
I and watch my kin killed.
Yeah, this looks like pulleys. Yeah, definitely. People running in the background, tree gets blown up.
Consider this to be the spark of the.
That's Jamie getting down at some camp. And what kind of
flag is that?
A red one?
It's a red flag.
Where is everybody?
Can't see.
Those tents must have been so stinky.
Yeah, it doesn't look like too much is going on here. Hold on.
Okay,
so. Be the spark of the American Revolution.
He looks upset there. There's blood on his shirt.
Ah, needs to go wash that.
I don't see any blood on his shirt here, though.
Be the spark of the American Revolution.
Yeah, blood on his shirt. He's got something going on here. People in the background.
You got Bree getting really deep, man.
Yeah, I don't really think that this is the spark that gets the American Revolution specifically.
Well, you are from Boston.
So I'm a little biased.
Maybe if you lived in that area of the country, you'd feel a little differently. But nonetheless, there are a few sparks that are being cast this time of life. You're getting some messages, man.
Too many messages. That's a rookie mistake. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go.
If we stop this fight now, America will never become America.
That's a little bit of a stretch there, Bree. You should know that too. That's a stretch.
What's a stretch?
If this fight doesn't happen, then America can't be America. I'm out on that statement.
I don't think you know enough, Blake.
I'm out.
I don't.
I'm out.
I'm just saying.
I. Okay. All right. Okay. I just got to say, I love shots like this. With the British soldiers, and it's like the smoke in the background, and then like slowly zooming in. Those kind of quiet shots, those shots that just take their time. Ooh, man, they get me. They get me again, right in the cockles of the heart. I'll tell you, it moves the needle for me. That moves the needle. Not as much as the next falling shot, though.
Promise, Jamie. Promise me you're coming.
Okay. All right. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamie.
It's the money shot. It is the money shot. Makes me wanna shout. That's the third outstanding we've played today, and it deserves every second of it.
So what do you see, Blake?
I see Jamie wearing, obviously, the red coat here. This is an officer's coat. It's similar, actually, to what the formal wear that Black Jack Randall was wearing, although the...
How creepy is that?
Oh, it is great.
How creepy is that?
It's the best. Everything that is happening in this money shot...
So here's a fun fact. Rumor has it Sam Heughan was upset that this was in the trailer.
I don't care.
That he wanted it to be like a little secret... thing. How do you feel about it being in the trailer?
Love it. I love it because this is what got me this right here is what got me excited for the trailer. And I'm an Outlander fan. Like I love it. It's a major part of my life. And when I saw this, I was like, "Okay, I see what they're doing.
So
I see where they're going."
Sam, if you're listening, No, it's okay, Sam.
Right. This is awesome. Everything that Jamie has been through has been in direct opposition to this. Direct opposition to this. And everything that's implied, everything that is ascribed to this shot is just sitting right here in front of you. If you know the show and you love the show, this should get your heart beating. This should move you on. This shouldn't move your needle. This should just move your whole entire body. You should be getting up and jumping for joy because there's an actual journey here for Jamie, one that is worthy of watching in my sense. To go from the beginning to this moment for Jamie is a massive a massive journey. He went from fighting the British, giving everything he had, everything, friends, family, love, gave up his wife, sent her to the future, just to avoid being captured or killed or whatever by the British. And here he is, joining the British Army. Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, man, that just... When I saw that, I literally stood up in my office. I said, yes, thank you. You're giving me a smile like I feel like I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb. I'm letting you have this moment. You're saying many amazing things.
Oh, man. It's... Oh, sorry. I need like a cigarette now.
You don't even smoke.
I don't even smoke. It's that good.
I love the choice of his head being down and it being revealed.
Yes.
That it's him.
Yes, absolutely. And she's saying, be safe, come back to me. And in the middle, of course, again, this is edited for the trailer, but in the trailer, what the story is trying to tell you here is that Jamie has to do things that are totally opposite of everything that he has done. And he's going to put himself in danger despite what Claire wants. Despite what Claire wants, he's going to put himself in danger. And he's going to have to fight here, and there's going to be a battle, and he's going to have to fight Murtaugh. That is what's implied here. Implicit in this shot is that Murtaugh dies.
Oh my gosh, you just went there.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going there. Why?
Why?
Because this is going to be a formal battle. This is going to be a formal thing. Jamie's out there on the battlefield against the leader of the
Outlandish theory.
Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, you know what? I'll do an outlandish theory here. Okay. Hold on. Where's my outlandish theory? This implicit in this shot is that this is a formal battle. Jamie has conscripted all the people that Governor Tryon needs because he has to fulfill his oath to the crown. He's got to keep his land. He's got to look out for his family. Has to. We know that Murtaugh's on the opposing side. We know because he's one of the leaders of the rebellion. So there has to be some conflict. There's a formal conflict. Jamie is in this outfit. He is ready to go. Murtaugh's on the other side. We know that Jamie's going to live. He ain't going to die. It just ain't going to happen. The show is over if Jamie dies. So it means that Murtaugh has to die. Has to. I can't see any other way around it.
Continue.
And you know what my guess is?
I meant continue the show, but yes.
Sorry. My guess is Murtaugh dies to save Jamie.
Oh my gosh.
That's my guess. That's the...
Okay.
It's great. All right, here we go.
Back.
I swear it.
Stand for love, baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that to me looks... We're going to go back here. Is this the wedding? This looks a little formal for a wedding.
Very fancy.
This actually feels like a Governor Tryon party, and Jamie is there. Do I see some red coats in
the
back?
This looks like some money.
This looks like big money.
That just looks like a red dress.
It could be a red dress. But this looks like...
What's this like planetarium thing in the background?
This... That to me... That looks purposeful. I was going to say maybe that's a house being built in the background. But no, I would say that this is a party going on. Governor Tryon, big money. Trying to impress people before... This is probably early in the season. That's my guess.
Okay. Okay. Oh, a little cuddle and then a cuddle little shack.
Oh, some real rumpy pumpy here. And this is Claire and Jamie?
No, I think this is Roger and Bree.
No, that's Claire and Jamie.
Really?
Yeah, you can see the hair here.
Oh, I've been thinking it's Roger and Bree this whole time.
Nope, that's Claire and Jamie.
Hold on. Oh.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Claire looks like
running.
Claire running out.
She's always running out of a door. I'm telling you.
Okay, here is another great shot. Claire running in the dark, blue on the top, green on the bottom, yellow lights in the foreground. Again, it's all about shot composition and use of color. And the use of color here is spectacular. And the way that it's being shot with the hallways closing in on Claire, she's running out. This looks like a well-composed, well-thought, beautiful cinematography
Agreed.
Kind of shot.
Agreed.
Another good shot here with the burning Celtic cross in the middle. People all around here. It looks like Jamie and I think Roger right here. That's my guess. they're talking to an encampment in front of the big house, which is in the background here. So this looks like the people that they've conscripted that are gathering at the big house before they go out to the town that was shown earlier on in the trailer.
Hey, what might befall us?
Another great shot here. This is one of those shots. This is the shot that reminds me of First Wife at the end when, you know, when the ocean and they're coming back and it's panning back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of.
Just as you give me your word, I give you mine.
Look at that one. That looked like a Christmas card.
It did. It looked like a Christmas card.
No, it didn't.
in my dreams, it does. Yes.
Stand by my hand.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. The two rings. I gotta go back. There's Roger coming through.
Stand by my hand.
Oh, and he's wearing the kilt, and it looks like he's wearing the Fraser brooch.
Stand.
That looks like the Fraser brooch with a kilt. Mm-hmm. And he's got his dad's coat on. Jamie's got his dad's coat. Dad's coat.
It made it to North Carolina.
By my hand.
And it looks like we got...
Yeah, it's Claire's holding someone's hands.
This?
That's Claire's hands because of the two rings.
I don't think so.
It's a gold ring and a silver ring, and that looks like Jamie's. You don't think so?
This doesn't look like Jamie. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, it's Jamie's ring. Okay, yep, gold ring. Yep, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, and then we get hello, and then Grampy.
Grandpa James.
Yeah.
Back in a river with his hair all wet and fully muscular, though. Mm. I want to point out a detail.
Tell me.
No blood on his face or chest right now. Look what happens.
Oh.
Blood on his face. Hold on.
Blood still wet and
on
topless.
His face. It's topless. Definitely the same scene.
Yes.
But blood. What do you think?
Flung on him from someone else.
Looks like there's probably a fight of some sort. That's my guess.
Interesting.
And the first shot is Jamie like maybe he's taking a bath. I don't know. Whatever he's doing. He's cleaning.
He's doing something.
Cleaning the
He can do whatever he wants.
And he stands up. He's like, oh, what's going on here? And then he kills whoever he's got to kill, and that's the blood. That's the reason why it's there. That's my guess. Oh, Claire taking her clothes off. Looks like Jamie is fighting somebody. He's giving him...
You think that was Claire? I think that was Bree. I think that's Bree taking off her
That might
shift.
Be Bree. That might be Bree.
Oh, who
Jamie
is getting
is
a
fighting.
Neck?
Jamie is fighting. It's getting the sleep a hold. From Jamie, I can't tell who that is. No, that's not Stephen Bonnet. The hair's too dark. Okay.
How do you even know that's Jamie?
You can tell by the hair.
Okay.
And then we got more shots of the English soldiers. Jamie.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Go back to that shot.
Okay. What?
Watch the guy in the leftmost of the frame. He knows the shot's coming, so he's already wincing. And then it shoots, and he's like, makes his face. I'm like, oh my god.
Okay, hold on.
Watch it. Left side.
Do it again.
No, we can't do it. We can't do that.
Fine. Just go back and watch it, friends.
But we have Jamie here. It looks
pointing
like
a gun again with his
gun.
Strong arm.
Yeah, I don't know who he's pointing to, but he's pointing to somebody. Maybe the guy that he was fighting earlier.
What kind of world is this?
So, my thought about this and Claire saying, "What kind of world is this?" You want to know what my guess is? My guess is that Stephen Bonnet's back and he's done something to somebody that Claire knows. And she's like, what are we doing? Like, what kind of world are we in here? Or she finds out something about Murta or Governor Tryon or something is happening against Jamie where she's like, that's the only thing I can imagine, or her daughter, that makes her think that way. Right? Something has to happen against Bree. And Jamie is there to console her, saying, this is the only one we got. We got to fight for it.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
The only world.
No, it isn't.
So I don't think that conversation happens that way, that looks like to me an edit. It's a very quick edit. Her face is down when she's saying, "What kind of world is this?" And Jamie says, "Oh, it's the only one we live in." And her face is still down when she said that. And all of a sudden, it cuts real quickly to, "No, it isn't." Maybe it's just a quick cut, but I think this is rearranged specifically so that it looks like they're talking like this. So that's that.
So good.
And that's the end, ladies and gents. That is the end of the season 5 trailer. And what are your thoughts? We're at 59 minutes here, so we'll close it up here in a little bit. But what are your thoughts? I kind of want to see Stephen Bonnet. I kind of want to, because you know he's going to be back. He's still alive. It's a guarantee that he's still alive. But I think I like the story that they're trying to tell here, which is this conflict is coming. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on the relationships. Let's focus on the love and what this oncoming conflict is going to be causing to these relationships. Would you agree with that?
Yes. This is where I have to be careful of how I react to things.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
How about this fun game?
Just tell me that it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Okay, good.
Let's play a quick fun game.
All right, what do you got?
What would you do right now if you were Jamie, beginning of season 5? What choices would you make?
In regards to what?
What's going on, man?
What I do? My main concern is my family. And if I have to fight people that I know and I have to put them in slight danger, I'm going to do that because my family is the most important thing. My wife, my kids, that's it. That's the end. I'm going to do what I have to do to keep Governor Tryon happy, retain my land, make my living and keep my family safe.
Knowing that the British will lose, you would still back the British.
In this instance, yes, because we know that the rebellion is gonna fall. So what the hell does it matter, right? Clarity knows that. They have that leverage. Now, when it comes to the revolution, that's a different story. You know that the British are going to lose. And here's the thing. I don't think, and I seriously hope that they don't do this, but doing the whole change history thing again. The reason why I hope they don't do that is because in season 2, it didn't work. The stakes just weren't there. I've been talking about this on Blake's Book Club, as a matter of fact. And you can get to Blake's Book Club, where I'm reading actually Dragonfly and Amber, and talking about every single chapter. Just go to, OutlanderCastClan.com and you'll be able to get it right there. Again, that's OutlanderCastClan.com. I've been talking about that in the Blake's Book Club about stakes. We know that history doesn't change. The show has told us that. There's no point in trying to argue it. So that's my suggestion. I would stay. I would fight. I would fight and do what I have to do. And then when the revolution comes, I'd figure it out from there. That's just my opinion for what it's worth.
Oh. Okay.
And then in terms of, I feel like there's going to be a teaching session or a guiding session with Roger, because Roger doesn't know anything. And Roger has to learn how to fight, especially if Stephen Bonnet's coming back. There's got to be some kind of issue with him. Something tells me that there's going to be a showdown here with Stephen Bonnet and Roger, my guess. And Roger's probably going to get his butt kicked. Oof. And he's going to go to Jamie and he's going to say, "Give me a hand. I need to learn this stuff. Can you teach me?" And Jamie's going to be forced into bringing him along to the war with the rebellion. That's my guess. So
all very interesting.
All interesting. Anything else you got this?
I'd get the hell out of Dodge.
Would you really?
Yep.
Why would you?
Because I don't want to be down there, have all this ruckus coming about. I would sneak out. Run away.
But you'd give up your land, you'd give up your house, you'd give
up
your family.
Listen, I just got this land out of nowhere. I crashed from a ship, just strutted along. Some guy gave me land.
I don't really care, and I don't really care about his cause, so I fibbed anyway. Mm-hmm. I could probably head north or west and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, got it. Got it. Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
No? You good?
I feel really good.
I feel good about this one, too. Are you ready to close this bad boy out?
Yes.
All right. All right. Let's do it. Hold on.
Guys, we are less, a month and a half? A month and a half away.
No, not even.
Yeah, less than a month and a half away.
Month and a week.
From the season 5 premiere. For those of you who are brand new to Outlander Cast, this is how it works in season. We watch the show.
Yep.
And then we come out with a podcast episode. We record Monday night.
Yes.
Which comes out to everybody Tuesday.
Correct. Well, it comes out earlier to all the people at the OutlanderCastClan.com.
Yes. So if you want to be in the know and you want to get all the behind-the-scenes stuff, get some extra little goodies, check that out, OutlanderCastClan.com.
And there's also an After Dark podcast after we do our podcast here for Outlander Cast. We go to OutlanderCastClan.com and we do an After Dark one. We're a little bit more laid back. We're here having a drink. It's late at night. We're talking some Outlander. We're making some bad decisions.
It's crazy.
It's how we do.
Crazy as it can get for two tired parents. So we do ask that you stay involved and you stay excited. And if you do have some new friends or family who are able to catch up and watch Outlander, invite them to the clan. Let them know the water is fine. We also do have our Outlander Cast Clan Book Club. So once again, if you know the future, if you're a seer, if you're traveling through time, through the books, we would love for you to also join that sister group. That's where we're able to talk about things that have not yet happened in the show, as we do try to keep the Outlander Cast clan spoiler-free. People have just gotten to know Outlander, even just this year, which is really exciting.
It's true.
And we can't expect them to have read all of Diana's books that quickly.
No.
So that's how we keep things civil and kind. We also have an amazing show, minute-by-minute fun recap done by our editor-in-chief, Ashley Crowley, who that's going to come out after each episode as well.
Also, yep.
We'll be continuing to bring you amazing blog posts. We have a completely talented staff from around the world.
They kill it every single year.
Honestly, keeping content thriving. So head on over to OutlanderCast.com. We want to, of course, thank all of the staff members for keeping us, you know, entertained over at Droughtlander.
And not only that, you can stay entertained at MaryandBlake.com, where you can find, again, all of our podcasts, including The North Remembers, This Is Us 2, Keep Calm and Crown On, The Leftovers podcast, You've Been Gilmored, Parent Cast, Minute with Mary, the podcast. We got so many freaking podcasts that it's absolutely ridiculous. And we have to thank all of the people at OutlanderCastClan.com who make all of it happen. Without you, none of this happens.
So
nobody.
True.
We don't get the babysitters. We don't get this beautiful studio. You're not watching us on Facebook Live, and you're definitely not listening to us in your podcast app.
So thank you. We especially want to thank our friends who are the associate producer levels at our OutlanderCastClan.com. Angie, Carolyn, Celine, Dawn, Diane, Heather, Jeffrey, Jennifer, Larissa, Lauren, Linda, Marilyn, Mary, Michelle, Patricia, Siobhan, Summer, and Valerie. And then also our co-producers, Ann Lee, Barbara, Christina, Dana, Dieta, Janet, Keelan, Lisa, Liz, Lori Ellen, Marianne, Meredith, Raynal, Rita, Sharon, Sue, Tara, and Tina, and last but certainly not least, our executive producers, Ann, Bobby, Dee, Jen, Katie, Kirsty, Martha, Nadra, Peg, Sarah, and Shannon.
So can you believe we actually spent 1 hour and 8 minutes talking about a 2-minute trailer?
I can.
I can too. Actually, it wasn't even 2 minutes. It was like 1:45, that trailer.
I feel good. I hope you all feel good as well. Thank you so much. And if you are a person who watches the show This Is Us, that returns next week. Blake and I do have a podcast about that.
Correct.
You can find it at maryandblake.com. It's called This Is Us 2.
And I believe it's returning on January 14th.
Yes.
And you will find our podcast for it on January 15th. That's my guess.
So that's all she wrote. My name's Mary.
My name's Blake.
And you've been listening
to OutlanderCast.